I want to ask you about some of the details of this working paper in a moment, but first, just to give us sort of the big, broad strokes, when we talk about the kind of pollution produced by marine vessels and the kind of impact it can have on the environment, especially in places like the Arctic, give us just sort of set the stage for us about what we're actually talking about.
Emissions from marine vessels, there are quite a few of them. Most people are familiar with carbon dioxide as being a forcer for climate. It's a long-term warmer. But we also have some more short-term climate forcers. Black carbon is a really big one. When it deposits on the surface of snow and ice, it reduces the reflectance of light and actually increases the absorbance of heat, which increases melting. And so that's a really big concern, particularly for areas like the Arctic that are sensitive and that are warming at a faster rate than other areas. There are some other emissions that are important, nitrogen oxides and sulfur oxides. Those have impacts on health, and they can really aggravate respiratory issues. And so that's something that we're very concerned with, particularly for communities like communities in the Arctic, communities elsewhere as well, that face a number of challenges.
And in the paper, it was very interesting. You did some calculations and you had some interesting sort of a look ahead when we look at the potential increases in emissions over the mid and long term. And so tell us a little bit about those kinds of numbers and what we might be looking at ahead if something isn't done to control this kind of pollution.
So we took numbers based on another study that had been done for the U.S. government, for Department of Transportation, and we took some assumptions that were made in that report for potential growth scenarios for the Arctic. For this study, we looked at the low and medium growth scenarios, and essentially between those, there's a range of about 150 to 600% growth in different pollutants.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the largest growths is actually for particulate matter and sulfur oxides. And those are specifically concerning for health. There are also large increases in black carbon, and that's an issue for climate.
Talk us through a little bit about what you'd like to see happen or what you think should happen.
One of the options is to replace the high sulfur fuel that most ocean-going vessels, large vessels, are using at this point with a lower sulfur fuel that's actually 0.5%. That's slated to become the global standard for fuel sulfur in 2020, and that's through the International Maritime Organization. And so upholding that 2020 implementation date would be a huge step for reducing these emissions. We also took a look at what would happen if the sulfur requirement that's used in emission control areas, like the one that's in place for North America, and as well as the North Sea and the Baltic Sea. And we found that if you were to extend that 0.1% sulfur limit into the Arctic, you would have even more significant reductions.
Just lastly, the United States will be assuming chairmanship of the Arctic Council this year from Canada. The Arctic Council does a lot of work around environment. And I'm just wondering, do you think that that will give an added spotlight to this issue? Does it give the United States an opportunity to maybe take a leadership role in this and look at maybe what's going on in other regions and what might be useful in terms of just dealing with the Alaskan Arctic?
It does offer an opportunity. Said the focus for a lot of what the Arctic Council has done has been on communities and climate stewardship and the environment. And so through their subgroups, issues like black carbon emissions are being discussed. And so to continue those conversations and to advance those conversations is important. It's one of the reasons we do work like this study, because we hope that it will inform that discussion and offer some information and some data, as well as, you know, outline some options that could be discussed.
Well, Allison Azara, thank you so much for taking the time today to speak with us about the research.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.